in the limelight.
Israeli regime is feeling no international pressure to end its tightened blockade on Gaza, which entered its 15th year this summer. Please stay with us for an article in this regard, written by Maureen Claire Morphy, journalist. This article is published under the heading, Cruelty Against Gaza Patients, Enabled by US and EU. Stay tuned for more. The Israeli regime is feeling no international pressure to end its tightened blockade on Gaza, which entered its 15th year this summer. The Jerusalem Declaration, signed by U.S. President Joe Biden and the Zionist regime Prime Minister Yair Lapid earlier this month, makes no demand on Tel Aviv to lift the siege on Gaza. In fact, it makes no direct mention of Gaza at all. The territory is only referred to indirectly, where it states that the U.S. is committed to seeking additional assistance for the Israeli regime in exceptional circumstances, such as the hostilities over 11 years in May 2021. During that week and a half, the Zionist regime inflicted yet another catastrophe on Gaza. The Israeli regime used weapons made by Boeing, a company based in Chicago, to destroy residential towers in Gaza, massacring families in their homes. Stateless Palestinians are not allowed to defend themselves from the existential threat posed by Israeli regime arms provided by the U.S. and are branded as terrorists when they do so. Meanwhile, Brussels is rewarding the Tel Aviv regime for its crimes by reviving the EU's high-level forum with the Israeli regime. No meetings of the EU-Israel Association Council, as the forum is known, have been held for a decade due to apparent friction. In 2013, the Zionist regime reacted angrily when the Brussels bureaucracy issued guidelines which seemed to bar Israeli regime bodies operating in occupied territory from reviving EU funding. Little noticed at the time, the guidelines actually contain a loophole which has allowed the Israeli regime police force and other authorities headquartered in the occupied East Al-Quds to continue and even step up their cooperation with the EU. The Israeli regime's international accomplices are seemingly content with the siege on Gaza becoming as permanent as the belligerent military occupation that began in 1967. The cruelty of the siege and depravity of those who prolong it cannot be overstated. Gaza has long been subjected to various forms of Israeli regime closure and movement restrictions over the past several decades. More than two-thirds of the some 2.1 million Palestinians who live there are refugees denied the right to return to their homes and land in what is now called the fake regime of Israel. 16 UK charities called for an immediate end to the siege last week. This has been a devastating chapter in the decades-long fragmentation imposed on the Palestinian people, which continues to undermine their fundamental rights, the group's state. They add, with its sweeping restrictions on the entry and exit of people and goods, the deliberate policy of closure has resulted in the de-development of Gaza's economy. Gaza's population is now impoverished, with some of the highest unemployment rates in the world and more than 60% requiring food assistance. The Zionist regime siege has had disastrous effects on the lives and health of Palestinians in Gaza, as noted by Physicians for Human Rights. Nearly 850 patients died while waiting for a permit to travel outside of Gaza for life-saving treatment, according to the group. Physicians for Human Rights states that around one-third of applications for children requiring medical treatment outside Gaza were delayed or denied between January and September last year. Some 40% of boys and girls in Gaza who received medical treatment outside the territory in 2020 did so without their parents, who must also apply for Israeli regime permits to accompany their children. This is despite how the vast majority of applications for travel to access healthcare treatment were for appointments at Palestinian hospitals in East Al-Quds and elsewhere in the West Bank. According to Physicians for Human Rights, hence, accompany permits and accommodation inside the occupied territories are relevant, if anything, in very few cases. Meanwhile, the Israeli regime prevents Palestinian medical professionals from leaving Gaza for training, thereby further reducing the capacity of the highly strained healthcare sector in the territory. Physicians for Human Rights urges the removal of the Israeli permit system and the blockade over the Gaza Strip and calls for an end to the occupation. These measures are necessary for ensuring that the Palestinian healthcare system can develop as an independent, autonomous, and sustainable unit, and that all Palestinians have access to advanced medical treatment.